seen here working. We appreciate them and all the work they've done. If we have Michael Soule here, he is the Secretary of DEP. I know he was here today. I don't know if he's here tonight, but if he is, we appreciate you, Mr. Secretary, for allowing us to have this Florida Folk Festival, and we hope to continue it for many years to come. And thank you and thank DEP for stepping up and taking on this festival and keeping it going. So let's give all of them a big hand. And Mr. Mike Bullock, who is the Director of the Division of Recreation and Parks, who has really taken this under his wing and has given it special attention. We appreciate him, too. Give Mike a big hand. Now, we have a little trash can lid down here. Some of you may have noticed that sitting on the edge of the stage. Every year when I've emceed the Saturday night stage, we've always sort of started a little tradition that if you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, someone you want us to read a message to or what have you, just bring them down here and put them in this trash can lid, and we'll read your announcements and try to recognize whatever it is you want us to recognize. And if you put a $20 bill in there with it, you might have a better chance of getting it read. So we hope you'll take advantage of that. Now it's my honor to introduce a man who is a living legend, not only in the state of Florida, but throughout this country and the world. He's probably best known as an author and a gentleman who did something that probably nobody else could do when he infiltrated the Ku Klux Klan back in the 1940s and exposed them and even was undercover with that and put himself in danger, severe danger, about as severe as you could possibly be. He actually had a bounty on his head at one time by those people. But he defeated them, and we appreciate him for that. He is also a recipient of the Florida Folk Heritage Award. He has been inducted into the Florida Artist Hall of Fame. He has received the Governor's Heartland Award. And he is one of the founders and past presidents of the Florida Folklore Society. Indeed, it is an honor for us to have him here tonight and to bring him out. And he's got some awards that he's going to be giving and some special people that he wants to recognize. Make welcome Mr. Stetson Kennedy.
Thank you very much. I thought I would start off, though, by correcting the introduction. That Klan reward of $1,000 per pound was not from my head. It was for the other end, FOB Atlanta. First of all, though, my thanks to Elaine and the Florida Park Service for making this venue available to my Stetson Kennedy Foundation for presenting these awards tonight. We're very appreciative of having such a distinguished venue. Secondly, I'd like to thank my wife, Sandra Parks, for getting me here. I recently celebrated my 91st birthday, and we were married two Thanksgivings ago, so we'll be celebrating our second anniversary very soon. The St. Augustine newspaper called her my child bride. Anyway, Sandra, I've been calling her the great enabler. She's enabled me to do a great many things in the last few years that I otherwise would not have been able to do. For example, she enabled me to go up to the Library of Congress and attend a Pete Seeger celebration of his life work. And Following that, she enabled me to get up to the Pentagon and do a keynote talk about Black History Month. And all of this in the past year. And then thirdly, she got me to Chicago to Studs Terkel's 95th birthday. So she's been getting me around at a great rate, and I'm grateful for it. You know, I probably attended the first session of the Florida Folk Festival, which was a very long time ago. And every time I come back, I'm always, it does my heart good to look out and see so many good people in one place. Something worries me sometimes that somebody, the bad guys, might decide to nuke us or something before the election. Anyway, it's great to be here and great to have such a wonderful audience. I guess you all know that you're the living embodiment of a very venerable culture, and I think it's a very precious culture, and it's really up to all of us to do everything that we can to keep the torch burning and to pass it on. These awards tonight are to be presented by my foundation, and I'm calling them the Fellow Man and Mother Earth Award. And these are the first three to be given. And it is my hope that after I'm gone, the foundation and Sandra and others will carry on so that this will be just the beginning of an unending succession of awards to Florida's folk artists and musicians. So that it will help to keep things moving in a small way. I'm going to ask Sandra to carry on. She's going to serve as our MC tonight.
Okay. Thank you. The Stetson Kennedy Foundation is dedicated to carrying on the work that Stetson did in his life in three areas: the struggle for civil and human rights, the preservation of traditional cultures, and the stewardship of the environment. This has been the golden braid of Stetson's life. And the artists that we are honoring tonight are people who have created outstanding work, both by their personal example and their professional contributions to one or more of those strands. Our mission statement says that we are committed that there shall be no forgotten peoples and no forgotten people. And by that we mean we are committed to see that the folkways of the whole human family are carried out and carried on so all of us can be the better for it. And the individuals that we're honoring tonight have done a remarkable job of doing just that. But it's not the foundation that's honoring these people tonight. It's you. It's your presence. It's your witness. And it's your participation. So you get a chance to participate. And this is the way we're going to ask you to do it. We're going to remind you a little bit about each of these artists. Stetson's going to give them the award. And then we're going to ask some of our colleagues to lead us in song. Now, this is, if you know the words, we invite you to sing along and sing along loud. You don't have to be polite and just snicker and mouth the words. We want to hear it from you. If you don't know the words, pick up the choruses. It's such a joy to chime in. And to do that, we've asked some musician friends of ours to be with us tonight, and I'm going to ask Dan Leach to introduce our musicians up here.
All right, good evening. My name is Dan Leach. I was a member of the Steve Blackwell and Friends band. Some of you might know of Steve Blackwell and Friends. Thank you. Thank you. And we are here tonight, myself, Steve's daughter, Carrie. Carrie Blackwell Hussey is here. And Steve's son, Jaffe Blackwell, is on saxophone. And so we are from Steve Blackwell and Friends Band. We are now Still Friends, so if you see Still Friends playing somewhere, come and see us. And tonight we have a very special guest with us for this first song, Mr. Bob Patterson. And we're going... Go, Bob. And we are going to do... are we going to do that? We're not doing that quite yet, are we?
Just a minute.
Okay, we will do the song in a minute.
Okay. Thank you. The first recipient of the Fellow Man and Mother Earth Award is Dale Crider. You bet. You know, it's a fortunate man that gets to do what he loves and get paid for it. It's an even more remarkable man to do what you love and get paid for it and make a difference. Dale Crider came to Florida with a degree in wildlife conservation management from the University of Missouri and got a job in the Everglades working for what was then the Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission. And along about 1964, he came up here to this festival and he heard Will McLean singing about Florida and he figured, well, maybe he could do that too. And so he wrote the song that we're all going to sing together tonight, Apalachicola on My Mind. Now, I have heard that song for 40 years, and it was just this morning that I got him to finally clarify some of the words for me. So if you feel like you're going to stumble over a few, you just stumble right out loud. What's remarkable about Dale's work is not just Apalachicola on My Mind, but the whole body of work that he has produced, and he's gone all around the state of Florida.
It's Apalachicola doing
time. Doing time, I'm sorry. It's on my mind, you can tell. And he's got to help me even with that. Apalachicola doing time. Well, the Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission recognized they had a treasure in Dale. And so they told him that if he'd cut his hair, shave his beard, and not rile too many tree huggers, that he could sing on the company time. And he has done that, going around the state and quickening the hearts and quickening the minds of children and adults and organizations all over Florida to preserve this precious heritage. And so now Stetson is going to present this award to Dale.
The Stetson Kennedy Foundation Fellow Man and Mother Earth Award, presented to Dale Crider in recognition of his full-time, lifetime achievements, both as wildlife biologist with the Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission and composer and singer of songs in defense of Mother Nature. His unique blending of vocation with avocation, of science with artistry, has been a double blessing for Florida and a source of strength for conservationists everywhere. With special thanks for his Apalachicola doing time, which has become a rallying cry for waterways protection. Give the word to protector, call the technical sector, soften up the cry to drain the swamplands dry. Apalachicola doing time, Apalachicola doing time.
And as we sing that tonight, let's remember that the governors of three states met last week to protect the Apalachicola River to decide its future. The song that we're about to sing was featured on a PBS documentary that won the Edward R. Murrow Award for Excellence in Documentary Films. And so we now ask our friends to help us with Apalachicola Doing Time.
Check 1, 2. When she leaves the dam in Chattahoochee, she's wandering in a southern flow, gentle on her way, another night and day. She finally reached the Gulf of Mexico. that you call a river waters in veins of our land. Alligators in her swampy borders are a part of nature's plan. Give the word to protect her. Call the technical sector. Soften up the cries to drain the swamplands dry. Apalachicola doing fine. Apalachicola's fine with mine. Apalachicola flowing fine, Lord. Apalachicola doing time. Soften up the cries to drain the swamplands dry. Apalachicola looking fine. Apalachicola strong in mind. Apalachicola doing fine, Lord. Apalachicola doing time. As we turn the page of history, she's winding in a southern flow, nursing on the way all the oysters in the bay. This is just a part of nature's role. Apalachicola River waters in veins of our land. Alligators in her swampy are a part of nature's plan. Give the word to protect her. Call the technical sector. Soften up the cries to drain the swamplands dry. Apalachicola, let her whine. Apalachicola, strong in mind. Apalachicola doing fine, Lord. Apalachicola doing time.
Thank you very much, Stetson Kennedy, for this award. And I'd like to say that it's a wonderful honor to receive this. And after coming here 46 years, this year I'm not officially on the program, but I'm here in every other way. And I'm skipping every other year performing here because this opens up for a new life to come in. I'm an old dead snag. But I wanted to say that if you're still alive in Florida and you have any creative ability, write it about something in Florida that's alive, something that's functioning in its natural way. Write about it, because we're losing those things, and we'll lose them a lot faster if people don't know about it. And music is one of the best ways to wrap a serious topic around some wonderful lyrics and melody and good feeling, and it comes across. It comes across if you're on television, or it comes across if you're on a one-to-one contact with somebody or around a campfire. So do that. We're all creative. Like Stetson said, we all have this obligation to keep Florida the way we think about Florida, and we only do that through our creative talents. Thank you very much.
Our second award goes to two of Florida's most beloved artists, Frank and Ann Thomas. We've come to call Frank the Dean of Florida Folk Singers, and I think he has earned that title. Frank has composed hundreds of songs. Unfortunately, they haven't been written down. And so it's up to us, you and me, to find a creative way to see that this tremendous body of work, this funny, passionate, colorful, crack a way of expressing the way we are Florida, gets passed on to our children. Frank grew up in Middleburg, Florida, where he worked on a farm. He has lived this culture of Florida that we call Cracker. He and Ann have written the songs and the stories that pass that along to another generation. And so it is with a great deal of pleasure that we acknowledge the many ways that Frank Thomas reminds us of the special people of Florida, the Cracker Cowman that we all remember from that song that we hear him sing so often. We remember the Florida environment that he sings about and tries to inspire us to protect. So we offer this Fellow Man and Mother Earth Award to the team of Frank and Ann Thomas.
The Stetson Kennedy Foundation Fellow Man and Mother Earth Award presented to Frank and Ann Thomas, who will always stand tall among Florida's foremost folk balladeers. The countless songs they made up and sang will forever enrich the Florida song bag and keep Cracker culture and Florida nature alive and kicking. Dirt bikes scream over land that used to be scrub cow trails, and interstate highways have taken the place of old Mr. Flagler's rails. Condos rise from the land, and space shuttles fly, and the old Cracker Cowman don't know how it all passed him by. Frank.
Thank you, Stetson. Thank you.
Frank, do you want to say a few words before our colleagues sing?
Well, you know what? This is one of the greatest awards coming from Stetson Kennedy and the Stetson Kennedy Foundation that anyone could ever receive. I will honor it and treasure it, and on behalf of Ann, who, believe me, is here tonight in spirit, I accept this award, and I don't know why people give me awards and stuff, but I thank God they do. And I love you, Stetson.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, sir.
The whole world loves you.
Steve Blackwell wrote a song about Frank and Ann, and as you know, Ann was a children's librarian in Lake Wales, Florida, and Steve has captured in this song how these two people teach us.
Shirts with the pockets at the waist, loose fitting, comfortable, perfect form. for teaching us. Thank you for reaching us. Your loving encouragement's made a difference in our lives. Sitting on an easy porch just like in days. Florida flatwoods, barefoot artist, Guy LaBrie, and of the Seminoles and Stetson Kennedy, hundreds of songs he wrote, but he never wrote one down. He's been a leader. Encouraging others like a stone thrown in a pond. See all those ripples reaching to the great beyond. Florida songs growing everywhere. So much due to Frank's loving care.
And the third recipient of the Fellow Man and Mother Earth Award tonight did teach us and did reach us, and that is Steve Blackwell. Your program says that there'll be a memorial to Steve tomorrow night, but his family will not be able to be with us tomorrow night, so we're going to be celebrating with you tonight the legacy of this very remarkable artist. Steve was a man of profound faith, and that spirituality shone like a beacon in the songs that he wrote and the performances that he gave. Steve made Florida's natural world and the people who have made Florida great very, very personal. When he wrote about Harry T. Moore, a man who encouraged 100,000 people to risk their lives by registering to vote in the mid-20th century in Florida, only to be assassinated by a bomb in his bed on Christmas night, Steve made it personal. His sweet spirit shines through that song to make you care what happened to Harry T. Moore. In his song about the murder of Guy Bradley, a game warden who died trying to protect the birds of Florida's Everglades, Steve made it personal. When he wrote about stretches of mangrove beach shoreline, giving way to developers. Steve made it personal. When he wrote about an African visitor to the United States who was gunned down in broad daylight in New York, he wanted to make sure you didn't forget that man. He made it personal. And he made it impersonal in a way that touches our hearts, lifts our spirits, and brings forward our better angels. So tonight, our third award for fellow man and Mother Earth goes to Steve Blackwell.
The Stetson Kennedy Foundation Fellow Man and Mother Earth Award presented to Steve Blackwell, 1948-2006, in recognition of his precious contributions to the Florida Song Bag and for teaching us, by his personal example, the full meaning of being good friends, citizens, and members of the extended family of man, living in harmony with one another and Mother Nature. Deep inside, we know that an important part of our job is to help God bless other people by blessing them ourselves. It is just a matter of reaching out with the deepest part of ourselves. Steve Blackwell's Journal, 2006.
Folks, please welcome Sue Blackwell.
Thank you. I'm not accustomed to being on this side of the microphone, so I'm not entirely comfortable. But I would like to share just a few thoughts with you. This festival was so special to Steve, and it was the first Florida Folk Festival that we ever came to about 15 years ago. And when we first got here, we stopped at the little convenience market right outside of White Springs to get some supplies, and Steve saw Dale Kreider. And he ran over and just grabbed Dale Kreider and started talking to him and left me for about 20 minutes with an armload of groceries. So I knew then that we were going down a certain path and how he felt about this. Frank was another one of Steve's very important, very special heroes. He would be so humbled and so honored to be receiving this recognition in their company, and certainly by this very special man with us, Stetson Kennedy. It's just a wonderful honor for us. And I guess on a personal note, my message to you would be, if you've ever seen us at these festivals, there's usually a herd of us. We bring our children, our grandchildren, and I think that for all of us, if you have the opportunity to do that, that's a very special way that this message is going to get carried on, that these important stories and songs about our people and characters and the things we've done right and the things we need to pay attention to, that's how that torch will get carried on. So I encourage you to do that. And of course, right beside me then on this stage are my children, because we believe this is such a wonderful family event and affair. So from the bottom of our hearts, thank you to all of you. You've embraced us and loved us and helped us, and we love this Florida folk community. Thank you.
This next one we're going to do is a song called The Line. And my father used to wake up early every morning and go into the kitchen and sit down at the table and read the Bible and pray. And he said one morning while he was sitting there, he thought about his ancestors. And if he was to visualize them in a line, how few he would know, but how he would soon be in that line. And what I would say to my dad, what I will say to my dad, is I'm so proud to be in your line. Mm-hmm.
my ancestors would stand in a line. Who would I recognize and know that they are mine? Oh, sometimes I think it's a shame how few I would know, how few I could name. My line of ghosts that push on me lined up in heaven's fields as far as you can see. Oh, I'll put these thoughts back on the shelf.
We're going to do one more song tonight. Thank you. And this is one that it's on a couple of our albums, actually. We've got a new album out there. It's a Peace Creek Revival, which is Dan and my dad and I used to get together as a trio and do some Southern gospel. And that's what this CD is, and it's some live recordings that we've put together, and we're proud of it, and it's fun, and it sure does make us feel good to hear Dad singing those gospel songs. But this is on there, so I hope you enjoy it. It's Amazing Grace.
Like me, I was
Thank you all so very much. Thank you. Thank you, Dad.
Can she sing or what? Boy, I tell you what, it's moments like that that make you remember the Florida Folk Festival for a whole year. All right, we got a few, only two messages so far, and so if anybody else wants to send us an announcement to make or anything like that, bring it down here and put it in the trash can lid. We'll be happy to. We want to say a happy birthday to Graham, Anthony, from Bev, and your friends. Happy birthday. We're glad that you're here.